The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Warner Brothers Discovery has unveiled its new blended streaming service of HBO Max and Discovery Plus, simply called Max. Let's learn more about it from Tom Lason, a media analyst in Seattle, Washington. He's on Twitter at Tom Lason. And Tom, help us understand, we're dropping the HBO, it's just Max, but it is offering a lot of streaming options.
Yeah, it really is. Debuts May 23rd for $10, $16, or $20 a month. This was really the expected result of the Warner Discovery merger last year. They had to make a competitive service, and they had to make it sticky with a broad offering of programs from Discovery's reality content and HBO's premium, more adult-oriented content. One thing I want to mention, though, Rachel, is I think that this Max language really is what's most interesting to me.
That's what I think, too. We were talking about it. I think HBO is such an iconic name.
Yeah, and I think it limited them, and they felt like, you know, I think one of the quotes was that you don't want to drop your kids off at HBO. So they really like to put some more poles under this tent with TLC, Food Network, Cartoon Network, HGTV. And what I was going to mention to you earlier, I really see this as another step along the way where we've had this merging of media companies, then an explosion of streaming services, now a consolidation from within streamers within their own properties. But I think we're going to continue to see this aggregation between streaming services eventually due to issues with profitability, and eventually a greater simplification and greater choice for consumers with full-on a la carte services, I think, because what we're doing is not sustainable. It's too complicated.
Right. I agree. But I also think that this is still all within the movement of pulling viewers away from traditional TV.
Absolutely. And that was the big push with Warner and Discovery, who were very deeply embedded in the television industry, and they needed to get a streaming. You've got to do a streaming service to get competitive. But at what point are there too many? How much is the American consumer going to pay for? How much friction can be sustainable in a system where you can't remember what streaming service the show is on, what your password is, what you watched last time, what season are you on? I mean, it is too much, and I just don't think it's sustainable.
Thanks so much. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Still ahead in...